Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Stone. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Grandpappy Spears wanted Lum to notarize a paper deeding the Spears farm over to Mr. Webster to promote the development of the proposed health resort. Lum refused to put his notary public seal on the document in an effort to protect Grandpap's interests, which naturally made Grandpap furious. As we look in on a little community today, we find Lum and Abner waiting in the hall just outside Grandpap's place.
I don't, Islam, reckon how much longer we're going to have to wait to get in there to see that grandpa.
I don't know. It oughtn't to be long now. Ulysses Quincy's been in there more than half hour already.
Yeah, how come Ulysses got in there ahead of us? We was here way before he was.
Yeah, but Ulysses had an appointment. And we never.
Oh, pal.
Well, Grandpa just told me to bring this deed over to him quick as I got it notarized.
Notarized? I thought you weren't going to notarize that deed for Grandpa.
Well, I weren't, but I run into him this morning on my way to the store and told him I'd change my mind.
Oh, you changed
your
mind?
Well, I knowed if I didn't notarize it, he'd get squashed him to do it.
Yeah, I know that. But still, you said yesterday that you figured Mr. Webster was just trying to beat Grandpa out of his farm.
I know I said that.
You said that deed would give the farm over to Mr. Webster and Grandpa wouldn't actually have nothing at all to show for it.
Well, that's right.
Well, you ought not to have notarized it then.
Well, I put a clause in it unbeknownst to Grandpa.
A clause?
Yeah, that's, thing that you put in there. You'd have a conniption fit if you knowed I'd done that.
What sort of a clause did you put in?
Oh, whereby, whereas, and where if things.
Yeah, well,
It says if Mr. Webster don't spend $100,000 developing that spring into a health resort like he claimed he's going to, the property automatically reverts back to Grandpa.
Oh, well, now that sounds like a pretty good idea, I believe, Mom.
Yeah, but I might get myself into a batch of trouble over this.
Trouble.
Yeah, but I don't aim to stand back and see an old friend of mine cheated out of his property.
Why, Lord, me know that would be a shame. After all the years that Grandpap's lived there, old as he is. Well, for the land's sake, look who's coming in here. Look there, Papa.
Well, I do know. Reckon what business he's got with the health resort company.
No, no telling at all. No telling.
Hey,
howdy, Papa. What in the world
are
you doing over here?
Hey. Oh, hello there, son. Hello, boy. Oh, howdy, Lum.
How do you do, Mr. Peabody?
Yeah. You over here to see Mr. Webster, Papa?
No, I ain't here to see. I got an appointment with Fesnick Milford Spears.
Oh, Well, that's what you're here for. You might as well just set yourself down and wait.
Yeah.
No telling how long it'll be before you get in there to see him.
What? Sure. Well, I'll get in there. I got the appointment. That's what I got.
Well, I had sort of an appointment, too, but yeah. I've been sitting here for I don't know how long.
Well, I'll get him. You just watch me.
President Spears is an awful busy man, seems to be, Papa.
It's all right. I'll get in.
What are you going in there to see him about?
Me and President Spears has got a little deal on, boys.
Deal?
Yeah, he called me up over at the place this morning and asked if I...
Somebody coming in. And though it's about time I was getting paralyzed. Yeah, what's about Ulysses, old boy? Let me know about tomorrow as quick as you can.
Okay, President.
Fine, make it.
Okay, President.
Well, hello, Ulysses. How are you?
Okay, Lum. Howdy, Ulysses. How'd you make out today? Oh, just okay, I guess, Mr. Peabody.
Yeah, I'm more likely to see you tomorrow, Ulysses.
Okay.
So long. All right, let's see now. Who's next here?
Where? Come on, Lum. Let's get in there.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on now.
Where do you think you're going there? Sit down there. Come on in, partner.
Just a minute now, Grandpap. We was in here first.
Yeah, we've been here for a couple hours.
Why, of course we have. Go on in there, Lum.
No, that boy there's ahead of you fellas. Come on in, partner.
Yeah, all right. Excuse me, Lum. I didn't mean to step on you.
All right.
Say, Milford, did you recollect right Ulysses down this time? You forgot it yesterday, you know.
No, that was Charlie Redfield I forgot.
Oh,
well, I got that straightened out. I got all the figures wrote down there on the chart.
Well, good. Say, Otis Masters wants to get in on this, too. I told him I'd try to get my partner with you.
That's a fine-hearted
old fighting. Who does Grandpap think he is, anyway, leaving me sit out here? Does he think he's more important than I am? Don't answer that.
He's a president in the company, I know.
I don't care who he is. He can't do this to me. I'm a busy man myself. I got my own business to look after.
Yeah, well, maybe Papa had something awfully important to take up with Grandpap too long.
Well, it wouldn't be as important as this deed, though.
Wouldn't, huh?
Yeah, I went to all the bother to notarize it and bring it clean over here for him. Even taking on the responsibilities of trying to save Grandpap's farm for him. And what happened? Leaves me sitting out here cooling my heels.
Cooling your heels?
Yeah, Dad, blame it all.
You want me to close the window, Long?
Close the window?
Yeah, maybe that'd stop that draft on your feet.
I don't feel no draft on my feet.
You said your heels are cooling off. Maybe you ought to wear heavier socks on.
Oh, well, wait. I never meant my feet was actual cold. Cooling your heels is just an expression. It means having to wait around for somebody.
Oh.
And I ain't going to do it much longer, neither. And I'll go over and knock on the door and tell Grandpap he better let me in there.
Well, they're busy in there,
Long. I don't care. Nobody's going to keep L. Edwards sitting around this long. Go on, knock on the door.
All right, I just hope I don't get arrested for it, though.
Tell him I ain't going to wait much longer.
Yeah, all right, I will.
Yeah, what is it? What is it, son?
Say, Papa, will you tell President Spears that Long ain't going to wait much longer?
All right, I'll tell him. Hey, Milford, Long says he ain't going to wait much longer.
Yeah, tell him to come back tomorrow, then.
Tell him to come back tomorrow, Heather.
Yeah, tell you to come back tomorrow.
I heard what they said. I ain't going to do it, neither. I'm going to sit right here and see him today if it takes all week.
Doggies, I'd just love to know what they're doing in there. Papa sure had a busy look on his face. Did you see him there? He was scowling something wonderful.
Had a busy look on his face.
Why, sure, I saw him when he's busy too many times, Lum. I know a busy look when I see it. He had one. There's something important going on in there.
Then I'll show them varmints they can't do this to me. I don't care if he is president or how much work he's got to do. He could leastways see me for 2 minutes. Abner, what are you doing there?
Shh. Be quiet, Lum. I'm peeking through the keyhole here.
Abner, get away from there. You oughtn't to eavesdrop that away. Can you see anything?
No, not hardly nothing. Wait a minute. I see there's a chart in there of some kind they're talking about.
A chart?
Yeah, it's hanging up on a wall.
What does it say?
I can't quite make it out. Got a lot of fellas' names wrote on it there. Some figures wrote after them.
What kind of figures?
Well, just common everyday figures, like 7 and 3 and all them. My doggy, well, look at that.
Huh?
Papa's name is right up there amongst all the rest of them.
Is that all you can make out?
Yeah, my papa got his name right up there on that little blackboard there.
Maybe that's a list of the folks that's investing in the health resort.
I don't know. I can't tell what it is.
And they wouldn't let us have no stock in it.
Bung
$700 over here, and they wouldn't even sell us none.
Well, they got a list of names there. Uh-oh, Grandpa's writing somebody else.
Well, quit spying, Abner. That ain't right.
Huh?
I'm getting sick and tired of just waiting. I know that. Knock on the door there again. Tell them I'm leaving.
Well, Lum, I hate to interrupt a big business meeting.
Go on, do like I say. Knock on the door.
Yeah, all right.
Tell them I'm leaving right this second.
All right. What is it this time, son?
Long said to tell President Spears that he's leaving right this second, Papa.
All right. Long says he's leaving, Milford.
Well, good.
Milford says good. Now, don't bother us no more, son. We're busy in here. We got...
Long, the President said that...
I said, Varmint, I'll show him. I ain't going to leave. I know that.
Well, you might just as well, Long. They're busy in there. I can see that just as plain as anything.
I don't care how busy they're. Abner, knock on the door again and tell them I'm coming in there.
All right, but you hear them. They told me not to bother them no more. They're so busy in there, Lum, I don't believe they're even going to answer the door no more. They ain't even moving.
Well, try it again.
All right.
They better find time to see me or I'm going to make trouble. I know that.
Hey, wait a minute. Somebody's coming to the door here. Yeah, there it is. Somebody's coming out. Yeah, come on, Flash.
Don't forget your hat there.
Well, here, wait a minute. Where are you fellas going, Grandpap? Lum's coming into your office here.
Well, let him go in. He has the whole pigeon-toed thing if he wants to.
You mean you're resigning as president of the company? Of
course I don't mean nothing like that.
Well, what do you mean that? He can have the whole office if he wants it.
Well, I ain't going to be using it. Me and Finers are going over to my place. Hurry up, Farner.
Right with you, Milford. Right with you.
Reckon we ought to take the chart with us.
No, we should mark that up when we get back.
Let's go there.
Well, here now, wait a minute. Just a minute. Now, what are you going over to your place for this time of the day?
Going over there to finish up what we started.
What you started?
Yeah. We can't get nothing done here with all this pounding and banging and hammering on the door going on. Hurry up, Farner.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Milford. Look, we need these.
What's that? No, no, I got another set of checkers over at my place we can use. Come on, let's go. Yeah, if we're going to organize that checker tournament, let's do it right.